Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with one of the most important commercials that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 8 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, now you can help in a couple ways. First, get everyone you know to go to my new media platform, frankspeech.com. There you'll find all the footage from my cyber symposium and many other important broadcasts. Also, I am personally doing a new daily live show to get the truth out. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Secondly, I'm offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only available on frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Make sure and put the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. This will get you up to 66% savings at MyPillow.com. The code word KATE, my first name, K-A-T-E. Help support Mike, help support this show, and help support yourself in getting some amazing, amazing products. These are the best ones I've ever owned. Go to MyPillow.com, code word KATE.
America, just do what you're told, and we might let you play with sparklers on Independence Day. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Kevin Fogarty, City Council. I hope I have your vote on Election Day.
And why exactly should I vote for you, Mr. Fogarty?
Well, because I'm a hard worker. I take a stand.
On what exactly?
The issues of the day.
Which are?
The things that concern you and your family the most.
I simply want the councilman to say one concrete thing.
Yes, I understand. You don't trust me. A lot of people don't trust politicians. I know how it is. I have been out there.
What does that have to do?
If this thing is going to work, we are all going to have to make it work. The way a bunch of people made something work at Lexington and Concord. You may remember it. It's called America.
Yes! But he didn't say anything!
How are you today? I'm live. I love that clip from Frasier. It says volumes, does it not? Oh, boy. Wow. What a news day. I have a lot of clips today I've got to play for you, and I mean a lot. And, of course, I've got the headache from hell, so, you know, I get those once in a while. And if you want to help me out by calling in, I would actually love it today. I really would. I need your help. You are my co-host today. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. I mean, unless you live in a cave... You know the big hitting news, right? That's all over the news right now. And we're going to talk about the Supreme Court and all of those things. I have some messages from Chris Ann Hall. I have all kinds of video. And in this hour, I want to concentrate on, of course, the Veritas exposure of John Curtis. Ugh, what a nightmare he is. And Becky Edwards. They did some undercover video. And it's pretty telling. I can't wait to play it. It'll be really good. And I do have a lot of business. So let me get to that really quick. So Sherry Madsen and the Draper Philharmonic and Choir are doing their big presentation on George Washington. So that I think is either tonight or tomorrow night up north. Make sure you're a part of that. How cool is that, right? So I always love anything around the founding. I think we just need to give it a lot of attention and understand how much we love this country and why. Most importantly, why. And then tonight... Right? Today's 24th. Tonight, 7 p.m. Vernon Worthen Park, 400 South, 300 East, St. George, 7 p.m. tonight. They are going to be talking about, there's a rally and celebration around Roe versus Wade, and that'll be great. I'm glad they're doing that. I want to talk about Roe versus Wade and really give it even some more context with the whole Dobbs decision. And I will do that kind of partnered up with Chris Ann Hall on that. But there's so many people out in the news repeating the wrong things, and we need to correct that, right? So we will. But it doesn't mean that that wasn't a victory. It's a victory. Because anytime you can get that body of people to do something like this 49 years later, when we know nothing is settled, right? But waiting 49 years. But I think it's what this last 49 years is. That's what I most particularly want to talk about is what has happened in that 49 years. And why was everybody so reliant and dependent on the Supreme Court doing this? Okay. So I do want to talk about that. I also want to say, get over to Dr. Diet, because they have a phenomenal new doctor. And let me just tell you, they are so great over there. If you need to lose weight, this is the place to go. They'll treat you right. Tell them the show sent you. There's all kinds of specials. They can get that weight gone. And I have used them. I love them. And please, by all means, 628 diet. Get in there right now and start feeling better about yourself and have your clothes fit better. And oh, it does so much health wise. I just can't even say enough. Dr. Diet on St. George Boulevard. Okay. I also, let's see here. So tonight, 7 o'clock, Vernon Worthen Park, and that's by prolifeutah.org. So they're throwing that, and I'm glad that they're doing that. I think it'll be great to gather. And then I wanted to say this about United We Pledge. They're having their festivities, and they are doing the Village to Village Run. It's 76 marathons in 76 days, which ends up in Hurricane Utah. And they are amplifying awareness of the U.S. Constitution and raising funds for the Liberty Village. So there's a couple of things to know, because there's a couple of dates and so forth that are kind of interesting with what's going on the 4th of July and the parade and, of course, so much information there. But the Liberty Village is really kind of cool. It's modeled after the American Village in Alabama. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but they are it's a whole group of history and buildings and historically significant buildings at that, and such as Independence Hall and interpretive actors and reenactments and educational programs that you can bring your kids to and families can go to. So that's in Alabama. Well, they are creating one here. And so this is really cool. The village is going to serve to ignite the fire of patriotism in the youth and inspire them on the ideals of liberty and the Bill of Rights and the Charters of Freedom, Declaration of Independence, all kinds of things. So it's going to be very, very cool. And there's some things happening over the 4th of July weekend, and I will get to those things. But isn't that kind of cool? Really, really liking the fact that that they're doing this and doing this groundbreaking. And then there's a July 2nd Saturday groundbreaking for the Liberty Village in Hurricane at 9 a.m. And then July 3rd is the prayer for religious freedom at the historic St. George Tabernacle at 7 p.m. I think my friend Kimberly is going to be there from Moms for America and be speaking. And you'll have some of like Glenn Beck's car and artwork and all kinds of things going on. So there's a ton of stuff, and they're doing some great things. So there you go. Love it. Okay. By the way, the parade, St. George, 4th of July parade is that Monday, and they're going to be featuring Tom Jones that ran all those marathons and Glenn Beck's 1934 Bentley Bolero. And so kind of cool. 7:45 a.m. downtown St. George. And then the tribute to America is at 7 p.m. at Dixie State College. Okay. So that was a long lead in, wasn't it? Okay. So let me play some clips for you, shall we? Shall we go down clip lane? This is, I think this says volumes. This is undercover video with John Curtis's campaign field director. I'll just let the clip speak for itself. Here we go. This is Veritas exposure video on this for Representative John Curtis up in Orem. Here we go.
What is a trigger law?
So when Roe v. Wade gets overturned, right? Or if, when some states, especially the state of Utah, has what they call a trigger law, which basically says the moment that that's gone, this is the new law of the land, right?
Which is?
For here in Utah, it's abortion's completely illegal, which is fascinating. I never thought that Governor Cox would get into something so
egregious.
Yeah, exactly. Restrictive.
Yeah. Does the congressman agree with that?
No, he does not like the trigger laws.
And he stated that.
He has not come out and stated it. That's a problem when it comes to Republican primary, right?
Why can't he say it?
He won't win.
Last year, we lost 600, 700, 800,000 babies to abortion.
This is John Curtis.
Tell me how we get that to zero, and I'm at the table to talk about whatever it takes to get that to zero.
As a Republican, he switched about, I think he switched that year to be able to run.
So he only switched just so he could run as a Republican?
Yeah.
Why?
He saw that it was ineffective to be a Democrat in Utah Valley, or Utah County, and so...
They just won't vote for you.
They just won't vote for you.
It goes back to the voters.
Exactly. They're not willing to do the research. They want it to be easy. It's
voter ignorance.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to put it. So
so we can manipulate that.
Yeah.
And use it to win.
Yeah. Yeah. People think we're a rhino and people think we're an establishment conservative. So it's like.
So how does he make people think that? Try to keep that establishment. How can he?
He stays quiet.
About what he really thinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't you think it's better that he's not here then? Just.
Yeah.
And he'll get the votes just naturally incumbent.
Yeah. That's kind of our strategy. It's kind of what we're hoping for. And in Utah, which was fascinating because most of the sentiment that I hear about Romney is disapproval. But it's also because, like, I work with a lot of crazies. Not with John Curtis, but like I get phone calls and texts from constituents all over the place and
crazy.
Either crazy. Yeah.
And that's crazy Republicans. Yeah.
I don't usually share this with people, so I
Yeah, because he was fired. They said he submitted his resignation. So basically telling you that of course what we all knew, but that John Curtis just wanted to be a Republican one day so he could win. And now he's being quiet and not telling you how he really feels about the issues so he can get elected. Please, if you're up there, put Chris Herod in. It's disturbing to listen to that, isn't it? Because that clip says so much about what we talk about all the time on the show. And then when people call up and they say, how can I speak about the Republican Party? Because it's been infiltrated with this garbage. That's why. He doesn't have any of your same values, quote unquote. He's there for an agenda. He's there for a reason. He's despicable, John Curtis. He always has been. Every single time there's a vote, he's always on the wrong side of it. And never for your freedom. But he tried to convince everybody, just like Romney did, that he had this huge change of heart and then he was a Republican, and it's all garbage. And this is being admitted to by his, former now campaign field director. Isn't that gross? Oh, I just want to shower after that clip. And the fact that he said all that, wow. And then John Curtis goes and lies about abortion and lies about how much he cares about it. And there's this field director going, oh, yeah, he doesn't. No, he's just not going to say it. He's just going to stay quiet. He's going to stay quiet because he thinks that you'll vote for him because he's an incumbent. And he's got the power of the incumbent. So if he says nothing, you'll vote for him back in. No controversies, right? So you vote for him because there's no controversies. Wow. Anyway. Now, part of me wonders why this was delivered so late, this video, because a lot of people have already voted, and without election fraud, I'm not quite sure. You can't go and change your vote. I wish this video would have come out sooner, but it didn't. That always kind of makes me question some stuff too. But I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Why you stop?
Holly Show. Love that song, Madison Rising. God bless America. And thank you for listening in today. Really appreciate it. With all the news today, Roe versus Wade, the Dobbs decision, certainly everybody's talking about this. And of course, the gun control bill sailing through. I'll be talking about that too. And why it's all happening today. And boy, just so much. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Of course, you can call up and give your thoughts. Would love it. And I also, let me see here. I wanted to pull this up because let me make sure I get this up so I can go through it with you. But of course, the decision that everybody was expecting came in today, and you know that there's threats of violence and everything else. What a fun group, huh? Fun group of people those guys are. And can you imagine fighting for the opportunity to murder? Just if my life ever consisted of that, seriously, put an end to me. I can't imagine a life like that, but the trigger law that was talked about in the John Curtis exposure video, where he's exposed for being a liberal progressive, is and lying to all of you. I think that's the biggest thing, just the lies. It does protect life from the moment of conception, banning elective abortion. It does not ban birth control. It doesn't ban Plan B. It doesn't ban abortion in cases like rape, incest, life of the mother, severe fetal abnormalities if somebody chooses to do that. It does not ban removal of an ectopic pregnancy, and it does not ban removal of a miscarried baby. But in the news and in the press and in social media, you're going to hear it bans all of those things, right? That's not true. Not true. And the fact that we as a state could have done this throughout the last 49 years, I think, is the biggest problem we're facing today in the load of information. So I'd love to get your thoughts. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. So let me bring this up, because I know this is a little bit more delicate, only because it just makes me scratch my head. And so I'm going to have to share this with you because I'm still scratching my head sometimes. And even though Mike Lee is obviously the best of the lot, obviously, I mean, really, and I'll end up casting a vote for him. But he even says in his statement, the national nightmare of Roe has ended. The national nightmare? It was never a national law. So if he's our only constitutionalist, how can he come out and say the national nightmare of Roe? Knowing full well, because I know he knows this, that Roe versus Wade, abortion was going on before Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade comes along, right? And it was an opinion on a Texas case. Every opinion they give is on that particular state, whatever state that is, their case, right? It's an opinion. And he knows that. There's no national nightmare. There's no national bill. There's no national law. Everybody in the country today is conned into thinking that the national law was overturned or something national, and nothing will change except that now it's exposed that the states have the power. They always had the power. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, these clowns, they think they can just flush due process down the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I know. I know. And guess,
I just hope they have the good sense to leave me alone.
Well, and guess who's...
I'd like to consider myself a pretty nice guy, but I'm not having it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, and then for the abortion stuff...
Uh-huh.
These people are such liars.
I know.
I mean, I guess they're going to do a night of rage in D.C. tonight.
You know what?
Isn't that sick?
Yeah, because that's who they are. That's who they are. It's sad. Yeah.
When the silver thread parts, Mm-hmm. They go directly to the Lord, where they're engulfed in so much love. We can't even understand it. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you. I know, it's horrific, isn't it? I mean, I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. It's a good step, but I don't think it is what people are saying it is. And that's where I think the misinformation load has come in on the Roe versus Wade thing. Roe is gone. Abortion's still here. Nothing was really, it's not gone. It's just, so it's kind of hard to explain to somebody because it didn't do what people are saying it did today. And so that's probably the frustrating thing about it, because I'm hearing it left and right from everybody and they're kind of repeating from the news, and I get why. But the problem is that the truth isn't coming out the way that it should. And that's a problem. So, but we'll talk about that. And I believe me, it's not that I'm not happy, but my gosh, something needs to shift here. Truly. In the way that we understand these things. For 49 years, basically, you were told that their hands were tied and nobody could do anything. And that just isn't true. So how do you correct that? How do you get people to understand that? You know, how do you get people to say, oh, wait, what do you mean? You mean all along for 49 years, we could have done something as a state? Yeah, but see, the people, what they do when they go run for office is they say, I'm pro-life. And then everyone's like, rah, yes, 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 yes. Awesome. We have the same values. You don't want to murder babies. Good. And then they get in office and then they effectively tie their hands. Their hands are not tied. They're doing it. Either naively and not knowing or on purpose. And they're tying their own hands and then telling you, I know, I wish the Supreme Court would overturn it. Knowing full well it's an opinion. Maybe not full well, because some people I think might just be naive. But that's the problem, is that there was never a law. It was never a national nightmare. Every single state. And for the last 5 years, I have been having guests on the show for 5 years where their states finally figured that out and groups finally figured that out. Not the state. The groups figured it out and they put pressure on their state legislatures and started doing bills to get rid of it. And they were told the same thing that people were told here in Utah. Oh, we can't afford. Yeah, what if we have to go up against the Supreme Court? We can't afford that. Not even trying. Yet, some of these other states have succeeded. And this was before today's decision. So other states were figuring it out. And now we get to this. And all this is today is an exposure of the brainwashing that happened to the American people in the last 49 years. To tell them, the news consistently said it was a ruling. Do you know the Supreme Court doesn't even talk about their stuff as rulings? They talk about it as an opinion. But the media says ruling, and then everybody says ruling, and everybody thinks it's a ruling, like we have an emperor. They're not a body of emperors that get to rule the land, and they can't create law. And that's what gets missed in the whole equation of information. And it's really unfortunate, because if everybody understood what happened today, they might be paying more attention to the gun bill that's sailing through. And I have so much information on that in the next hour. That's the tough part right there. That's the hard part, is that this is theater to dazzle you into talking about Roe versus Wade victory instead of looking at the most massive infringement on our second right, on our Second Amendment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you? Go right ahead.
Good. You know, you were talking about playing that recording where they're talking about that supposed representative that and how he's lied to everybody. Uh-huh. I've lost any faith in any of our representatives, because we've seen so many cases. In fact, every person that I can think of that I voted for that I thought was a conservative,
right,
that we helped get into office, perfect example is Chris Stewart.
Not gonna argue.
You know, he sat there and touted how conservative he was, that he was a former jet pilot fighter and all of this stuff. And then he gets in there, and after the things that we've gone through and we've tried to get him to help with anything, like, oh, the situation down in Bunkerville, you know, perfect example. And then sit there, and here we have neighbors that are being locked up and not charged with anything, and we've got representatives that are sitting here telling us, well, we got to let the system work. Well, that isn't the system working when we have a situation where people are being held illegally by our government, and they're not willing to lift a finger to do anything. And Mike Lee did the same thing. He sat there and told us that there would be investigations into it.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single one of them that has stood up and done what they said they were going to do. I don't have any faith in any of them. And because of that, it's ruined it for me to even sit here and listen to the people that are running now. Because I look at them and I go, well, this is the same crap that I've heard from everybody else that we voted in. I believe there are people that have good intentions and in some cases want to get in there and do what's right. But I think even in those situations, they get in there and they get pulled off to the side and get told, this is the way it works, and this is what you're going to do, or you're out.
This is why the most important the most important thing is to say, do you want a career in this? Because, and also, do you have a backbone? Because if they don't have a backbone, at least there's a chance of getting somebody else in, like Will, you know, like Willie or Alan or Neil or any of these guys, right? Getting them in and letting them do something different. See if they have a backbone, and if they don't, get them out. But right now, we're getting screwed left and right, so we've got to do something. We've got to get some good people in, and that's not Christy Pike. It's not Nina. It's not any of the people endorsed by the same people you're talking about. So it's the other guys. Yeah. So I love that. Thank you so much.
That's the problem. We've created an environment.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Alan Davis, and I'm running for Washington County Commissioner. If my opponent was any good at getting anything done, Dixie State would still be Dixie State. Warner Valley Reservoir would be built and holding water. And my neighbor would not get ballots in the mail for his kids that haven't lived there for years. You can write all the resolutions you want, but if you don't back them up, they're just words on paper. Elect Alan Davis in the June primary, and let's get something done. This ad is paid for by the Alan Davis campaign.
Now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Pour spacious skies, pour amber waves of rain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruit. God shed his grace.
alive. You know, I was thinking about that sentence, crown thy good with brotherhood. You know, we have to be good in order to get that gift. And we're not. We're uneducated. We're not good. As far as that goes, we have a good populace. I mean, as far as I know, so many of you wonderful people out there listening and so many wonderful people, period. But we're letting them take control of our country, the bad. And how are we going to protect this country? So I will take your calls, 888-673-1450. And I think, let me start out with this. This was the Democrats' message to everybody in the state of Utah. I would be so embarrassed to be a Democrat at this point. I'd be embarrassed to say I was one of these people, because listen to this statement. This morning's Supreme Court ruling, it's not a ruling, on abortion access is alarming, disappointing, and harmful step backwards for women's reproductive health care. You know, I have been to a lot of doctors in my lifetime, especially women's health doctors, and not one of my particular healthcare visits ever had anything to do with murdering a baby. And I'm in my 50s. Their ignorant and horrifying statement goes on to say, the decision ignores 50 years of established precedent. Such a joke. Chrisanne will explain why in a minute, that had been continually reaffirmed by the Supreme Court and signals a concerning shift for civil rights. Murdering is not a civil right. As Senate Democrats, we believe access to safe health care, again, in all my years, never once in any health care visit did I ever have to talk about murdering a baby. It's not part of healthcare. It's just murdering a baby. And they went on to say, is vital for the success of individuals and families across the state. Oh, you mean so we can just have sex continuously all the time, never take responsibility for it, and then just get rid of the evidence so that we can, you know, pursue career? Okay. And then with Utah's trigger law soon taking effect, the important ability for women and their families to make the best medical decisions with their physicians, you mean abortionists, is being cast aside in favor of lawmakers' opinions on Capitol Hill. No, it's being replaced with something that says you can't go murder somebody else and not give them the opportunity to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Because, honey, that is a civil right. That is a right to life. I read statements like this and I'm so abhorred for the people we have produced that come out and stand by those kinds of words. From top to bottom, every word in that is either ignorant or evil. And I don't know what to say. I really don't, because there are people that think this way. And we live in the same country. I don't know how they got there, but we do live in the same country. We're both Americans. How can people get so off the beaten path? It's just, I don't know, crazy. Let me play this clip from Becky Edwards running against, she's a liberal progressive. She's just like John Curtis. It worked for John Curtis, and now she wants it too. Here she is admitting that she is all about abortion. Becky Edwards, atrocious, running for, sorry. I hate to give you adjectives too. I really do. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. I have freedom Tourette's. And I can't. I literally cannot stop myself from giving you my opinion about these people because they're so horrific. But I apologize at the same time because I really should not be doing that. I mean, you guys know and you guys can decide for yourself how horrific they are. But I hear her speak and she's so atrocious to me that I can't not say it. I'm sorry. It's like, it's Freedom Tourette's. I don't know what else to say. Okay, here we go. 1 minute of Becky Edwards. Ugh. I just threw up. Okay, Becky Edwards talking. Here we go. Listen to her lie.
I can absolutely guarantee you I'm your best bet. I'm the only candidate who has even said anything other than joyful, happy, yay, answer to prayer on what we're seeing.
On abortion.
Roe.
So, yeah.
Definitely stand up for.
I'm going to stand up.
Abortion.
I'm going to stand up.
Becky Edwards is a former Utah state rep who is running for U.S. Senate in the Republican primary against incumbent Senator Mike Lee.
And we have like trigger law here in Utah that basically is going to make things really... I'm deeply concerned. So a trigger law that basically bans all abortions here in Utah from I think it's 12 weeks on. And I'm thinking, well, or the laws in Mississippi 6 weeks or Texas, I think.
If this is overturned, I support states in their efforts to support women's health, including mental health, across the spectrum of a woman's life.
You don't like Mississippi, right?
No. Mississippi, Texas, Oklahoma, what the heck? Idaho, even.
What do you guys think of that clip? First, she lies. Just out and out lies. Bans all abortions. No, actually, it doesn't. And I just read what the trigger law actually does. So... rape or abnormalities or all those things, you can still do it, Becky, but you don't get to go in and have an elected abortion in this what is supposed to be conservative state. And so she lies. She says the opposite, and then she says she's the, if this is overturned, which she knew it was going to be, that she will be the only one in the Senate race standing for abortion. Well, you've got Mitt to partner up with. It's gross, right? Sorry for the Freedom Tourette's. What do you do when they're on tape lying? Like, what am I supposed to do? Just be like, oh, here's a lovely clip from Becky Edwards. Oh, and here's a little gem from John Curtis. Let's have a look-see. I guess that's just not me. It's just not who I am. If I see it, I'm going to say it. And I'm having a tough time with all of these people. And I'm hoping that the people that we are supporting will take a stand, an actual stand. And I think some of them or all of them will. And I think that at least we're giving ourselves a chance. Right now, we have so many rhinos in the state of Utah that I feel like I'm at a wild animal park. It's that bad. And it's people like John Curtis and Becky Edwards who are full-blown liberal progressives who hide under the clothing of a Republican and say, I'm a Republican, trust me. And then they lie to you. So I'm not quite sure how to phrase that any other way, because they're on tape lying. So it's not like this is conjecture, right? Okay. It's tough. It's tough not to give my opinion. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Whoa.
There we go. Yeah, I called to give your headache a break.
Thank you.
I have a lot to say on this subject. First of all, Mike Lee. Mike Lee knows that you can nullify that opinion uh-huh. from Texas. He could have, our state could do it. Every state could do it, as Jefferson and Madison said we should do. But also, this is an extremely important provision in the Constitution. I recommend everybody look this up.
Mm-hmm.
It is Article 3, Section 2, paragraph 2, so Article 3.2.2, and it reads, the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction both as to law and facts with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make. What that means, and it's very clear-cut, this is not debatable, it means that the Congress can take jurisdiction from the courts, federal courts, in any area they want to. They could remove any rulings on abortion from the federal courts. And I talked to one of Mike Lee's staff in his office. I don't remember if he was the head of the legislation department or they
had
fell on legislation. But he acknowledged that Mike Lee knows this, that he knows that provision. He could have at any time submitted a bill, sponsored a bill, saying that federal courts no longer have any jurisdiction. It would have been null and void right there.
Right.
That's on Mike Lee. Now, you know, I've called him many times, or at least three or four times, about this Texas opinion. The courts were right on this. The Supreme Court was right on this. We need to look at, read the decision. There's no discussion of decision. They're just making up things. There's a abortion right in the Constitution and so forth. And see, because I understand from the premature release of the decision that they cited the 10th Amendment. That's the 10th Amendment says they have no jurisdiction. That was their authority. That's the ruling, as I understand it. They have no authority to be regulating any decision on abortions. So that's what we need to be looking at, because if you look at their decision, you can apply their decision probably to 10,000 other federal regulations and laws and declare them unconstitutional as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, and let me add to you, I thought the same thing you were thinking. What a coincidence. The civilian disarmament law being signed or and going through today, the same day that this came down. Now, if we lose our gun rights, we essentially all the 10th Amendment Bill of Rights are gone. And with that, we can have a future president, a Democrat or whoever, just absolutely declare that this decision today is null and void, and he's declaring and establishing a edict that the abortions are federally approved and accepted. Or you can have a court in the future to overrule this as well.
Right.
And of course, as you said, abortions are still legal. I think it's something like, what is it, 19 states?
Right.
And it can be more, and people can cross the borders to, you know, if they want it bad enough and all that.
Yes.
So, so it's important that we look at the ruling, read it, and see how much it applies to other things, and how that shows how ridiculously and dishonest the opponents to this ruling are if we look at exactly our decision.
It's just
what they said in it.
It's just straight up ignorance out there. Thank you. Really appreciate it. And Chris Stewart, I'm sorry. I know people don't want to hear this, but he did come out and say that he was all for the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. I mean, he's always for everything bipartisan. I'd love to have him stand up and just do something for freedom for once. Always.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Honestly, love the product. It gives me energy, and it's not just in your mind. It makes you feel good. I mean, it really does. I'm somewhat good about eat a lot of fruit, but I'm not quite as good at the vegetables, although I do, you know, salads, and we do, you know, different vegetables, but nobody can get the variety that these have in it. And it gives me energy. It truly does. And I like that feeling. It's just an absolutely fantastic product.
I have noticed a real difference. And one difference is that my nails are growing so long, I don't have to go to the beauty shop anymore.
I love your product. Long story short, I went outside. Since I've been taking it the last 3 or 4 days, I've had more energy. You know, I mowed yesterday. I trimmed two long evergreen bushes and smaller trees, you know, in a couple hours, and I'm not tired or achy yet. It's just, I think it really helps.
Well, I'm feeling better. I mean, I wasn't really feeling bad before. I actually think I'm feeling a little better because of it.
I'm doing things more than usual than I normally do. I'm packing to move, and I've been holding up, and usually I have to stop and take rest and get tired. So I really do believe that it is helping.
My day's better. I got a little more energy than I used to, and it just seems to pull me together.
We really like the product. It has helped us. We're promoting it to our friends.
I seem to be maintaining. I don't think I'm declining. You know, I feel like I'm doing okay. I'm getting up in the morning. I don't feel fatigued.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get free shipping. And don't forget to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.